Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 30th of June. Okay, had a good day on the GGs yesterday, if you were on. And then we've got nothing today, unfortunately. Just three meetings and nothing has come up whatsoever. Just a note, tomorrow on the racing side, the FTS racing macros will change and the website will be updated. I hope to get that done by 11, but it may be after 11, but I'll try and get it done before the sheets go out. The macros, you know, they're modified each month to give you the best opportunity, or all of us the best opportunity, to sort of limit downturns and keep profitability up. I know June has been a little bit hard with the weather. We have had a lot of rain in June. A couple of you have had queries about looking at the macros going further back. The macros, whilst they maintain names, doesn't mean they've always been like that, as in we may take a class out or add a class in. We may include distances of races in a macro that weren't in it before. So we are constantly monitoring the performance of all of it. And we tweak it for time of year and race codes and particular tracks and classes of races and age of races. So that's why it's for the stuff we've got on the sheet, it's almost impossible to go back and say that's done that for 3 years. It is literally keeping the monthly results, which we do this end. And the guy who does that for me, I will speak to him tomorrow and get a record of all the performance up to date and try and get it on the site. I think it's been pretty healthy, but this month I know has been a bit of a struggle, and I'm going to file that down to the fact that we had a hell of a load of rainfall and obviously flat racing most consistent when the going is better. But I'll get all that up to date tomorrow, and then if anybody's got any queries they can ask me. Football wise today, I've posted a beginner selection this morning. Hopefully those on that saw that. Did get it up about an hour before kickoff. Also, those in the seminar, I've put a sheet in there for you to follow. Remember, I do have to keep saying these things because I get told all the time, what do I do here? If you remember, seminar people, we start on August the 1st. I'm not interested in anything you are betting until we get to August the 1st. Some of you are like cats on hot tin roofs. You just can't wait to dive in. Just look at the sheets, follow it, try and understand the trades rather than trying to dive in all the time. It drives me bananas. One trade for you today on the pod. In the 4:30 kickoff, Norrköping versus Sirius. Norrköping versus Sirius, if 0-0 after 25 minutes, drip laying a first half goal. If 0-0 at half time, back over 1.5. Back it at 45 minutes, 0-0 at 65, back it at 65, and trade from there. Finally, ultimate membership. Those of you who are existing members, you have until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Or your space will go. I've sent two emails. Obviously, people who attended trading days, you know, I understand that they've moved from, you want to move from that to the trading, absolutely fine, no problem with that. All I want to know is how many spaces I've got left tomorrow. At the moment, for those of you waiting to join Ultimate, it looks like we'll have about 18, 19 spots for this season currently, depending on what the sort of late guys from this season do over the next 24 hours. It looks like we'll have 18, 19 spots. Some of those will be released at 2 o'clock tomorrow. I will email out and I will post the link on Twitter. And once I've filled sort of half of those, I will then close it again and then I'll open it up one evening later in the week for people who may be at work or travelling. So that's where we are with that at the minute. There is no monthly, it is a season price, that is it. It's early bird price. If we get to August the 1st and there's still spaces and people haven't joined, it will be £100 more expensive. Why? Because I want to encourage you to do it so that I get all my admin and I know exactly who's a member when the members area opens on July the 24th and we can focus on the football betting, the three systems that I want to put up there for the 500 that turned 500 into 37 grand. I'm going to reintroduce those, so I want to do a bit on those in the members area, make some videos, etc. So I'd like to get the membership sorted by mid-July, really, at the latest. So those spaces will open tomorrow. I suggest if you do want to join, you don't hang about. Obviously, it is purely up to you. There's no obligation. You don't have to join me at all. I'm just mentioning it for those who are interested. Right, not feeling my best. I think I've got a bit of this flipping keto flu. I've stuck fairly rigidly to it, and I feel absolutely bloody dreadful. But I have lost a bit of weight. We'll have a weigh in tomorrow, Scotty Z Tips, and I will be, over the next 24, 48 hours, nudging through email. So if you're expecting a reply, I hope to have it to you by either today, tomorrow, certainly by Tuesday morning, but I'll trawl through them later on this afternoon. That's it, nothing else. I think the old international football yesterday was a load of nil-nils. I think England have got a big Cricket World Cup game, but that's not for me. And I think the women have got a semi-final sometime, not for me. But if you're all involved in that, best of luck to you. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning. Yeah, I think that's it.